Jack Leg lawyer, Jack Leg doctor, Jack anything.
Jack Leg anything. Anything. Yeah. Did you ever say Jack Leg governor?
Well, yes, Jack Leg governor. How old?
All right, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Auntie.
Yeah, who's aunt?
Yeah, his aunt. My mother.
No, my mother. Mm-hmm. My mother's sister would be...
Your auntie.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Your auntie.
If there were a man in the army and he was a general, mm-hmm. and his name were Lee, mm-hmm. you'd address him as... Mm-hmm. As what?
Let me
give you an example. Mm-hmm. If there was a man in the army and mm-hmm. he was a sergeant mm-hmm. and his name was Smith, you'd mm-hmm. call him Sergeant Smith.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, if there's a man in the army with the name Lee mm-hmm. and he's a general, mm-hmm. you'd address him as?
Well, Colonel, I reckon.
No, you'd say General Lee?
General Lee.
Yeah, now that's the kind of thing I want to try for just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a man named... Smith,
mm-hmm.
and he's a colonel.
Mm-hmm.
How would you address him?
You call him Colonel Smith, wouldn't you?
That's what I was driving.
Yeah, Colonel Smith.
If there's the man who presides over a court mm-hmm. is a what?
A lawyer, a judge.
All right, and if you had a judge mm-hmm. whose name was Marshall, mm-hmm. you'd call him
Judge Marshall.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
If you had an uncle named William, mm-hmm. you'd call him
Uncle William.
If you had an uncle named John, you'd call him
Uncle John.
And let's see, there's a girl's name that begins with an S, and Sally's sometime a nickname for
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sally.
It would be a nickname for mm-hmm. Sarah.
Yeah. Why now? I don't know the nickname for Sally, you know.
No, I mean, it would be a nickname.
Yes.
What would it be a nickname for? What girl's name? You remember?
No.
Sarah?
Sarah. I ain't so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
That's fine.
What do they call the man who's in charge of a ship?
Shipmaster, wouldn't it?
All right. Something else I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
A
captain.
All right. Now, would that be also in the army? There'd be one of those you mentioned in that white cap group that had captains.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You'd be a captain.
All right. Mm-hmm. Suppose when you worked with the railroad, you know.
Yes, sir.
What did you call your foreman?
Well, let's see. I worked in the railroad. Well, whoever he be, I just call him Mr. So-and-so or something like that, you know.
Are you never addressed him as captain?
No.
You know, there was a time mm-hmm. when black men addressed mm-hmm. white men as captain.
As captain, yeah, sure would. You call him captain. Sometimes wouldn't say captain. They say cap. Like
captain.
That, you know. It's like that, you know.
Was that supposed to be, in those days, was that supposed to be an address to show respect or something?
Well, that's what it's for, yes. Let you know you're over me. You're over me.
I see. It's said to somebody then who has some power over you.
That's right.
Authority
that's
over
right.
you.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where so-and-so. Where so-and-so. Can I do so-and-so? Well, see, captain, there. See, what do you say about it?
Well, do they ever use... any other terms like that for to show respect for a black man to show? I don't want to say respect because that's not what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But any other terms like that you think other black men might use to his white employer?
Well, they call him boss.
Boss.
Boss like that. Boss.
Would a black man ever call another black man captain?
Well,
if he were.